Meir Lamed Mitzvachim continued by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Ches Tevis Heitov Shemem Vav, December 30th, 1985, on Monday continued.
That insofar as Vahavta is Hashem Elokecha is concerned, so Shimon HaMisein was marred from it, Havas Hatil Atzma. Torah says Vahavta is Hashem Elokecha, you have to love God. But the S is Malabe, you have to have Abbas at all. Locked off.
Sacred theory.
No, that's it. You need the Torah, the intangible Torah. Ah. Because you're not the kind of mitzvah by kissing and giving the Torah 10 times.
No.
You're not the kind of mitzvah. Abbas at all. Locked off. You know. But I'll tell you. Rabbi Yehuda says, and I see it unfortunately today. Rabbi Yehuda says, it is amazing that in the days of Rabbi Yehuda they were such a common Jews. But today you will see it all the time. He says there are certain Jews who are Zoya the Mitzvahs, and they will be Cheshish for any Sadrabon, and even for certain Yeshides, very, very full. But they are seen out there. That's what I mean. And today, was there a lush? If you want to check up, you can check up. I don't remember which. I think it's in the Shah Seni Hashem. In Shah, I mean, Seni Hashem. So he says, today we certainly see Fumakis, you know, who are ready to destroy many Jews because of the Frumkeit. At the same time, they are saying to you, they dislike the Talmud Chochem. They cannot stand the Talmud Chochem, especially the Talmud Chochem does not follow up his pattern, his lifestyle. So they hate him. Like antisemites hate you. I mean, they also do. I wouldn't say it. But since Rabbi Yehuda says, so I'm allowed to say it. So maybe there is a hue of Havas HaTor. And Havas HaTor does not benefit itself from kissing the Sittatah, but in loving Torah. What does it mean, loving Torah? If somebody loves the Torah, so he has a special love for anyone who learns Torah. If somebody does not love Torah, but he's just full, so he can dislike Ibn Torah. So Havas HaTor is a special mitzvah. And that's Nisrabe from the S V'Avto Es HaVishem Lekach. So the Shiva Betzel doesn't give the Teretz that Havas Tomit Hochem is Nisrabe from V'Avto Es HaVishem Lekach. We don't even know that because it's Ligora than any other Jew. So it's Ligora than any other Jew. But Havas HaTor itself is Nisrabe from the S in the after Shema. Alright. You look how Mishnah Betzes. הרי הורד רחמונה אומר ערירים לא יאוכל ביטניה ערירים לא יאוכל אילי אל ישרח ילה מנעים שלא ילה ממנו שלא יזבבה ולא יד לגבי הסנאי תלמרים הבא הלפן שלא עושה ערירים לא יאוכל לרבי סקולום because Rahmone Baraltem Olose Aveli Holaboche Amine Isachile Mashma Isamle Loi Mashma. So the Kashi is against Rababue and the Kashi is also against Chetie because here the Roshna Kosuvi is Loi Ochel. So even according to Chetie it implies and is Anoe. So why do we have to resort to the Fiyarele? So the Gemara says, Lei Lomli Yochil Mashma Bein Yisrachi Lebein Yisranoi Vishan Osom Dixid Lochem. So the Torah says Lochem. So Mele, if the Torah didn't say explicitly, Aralten Olo Se Arelim, so then I would say, in view of the fact that the Torah says Lochem, what do you mean Lochem? The whole Tzochichet, you can have a Noe. So that's why we have to resort to the Pasuk of Aralten Olo Se, that it's not, it cannot be used with Tzochichet. If not for Va'altem, I would say, an account of Lochem, it can be used in Tzachich. Vishan Osim Tzik Lochem, Vistrich, Sal Kedai Decham Mune Hoyu, because of Lochem, Shalochem, Yei, Kom Hashem, the Rahashti Dixida Hanach Noe, but now the Torah says Va'altem is also saying, implying that you cannot have a Noe. So the question is, what does the Torah mean by Lochem? So definitely the Torah doesn't mean by Lochem, the whole Tzachich. So what does the Torah mean? Lochem lo nolichi l'tani. Lochem l'rabi is a sanot tua l'rabi. Rab Yudei nei l'heitz is a tia l'rabi. My time l'tani kame, yichzivun tate, so is l'yochit. L'yochit, so why was l'rabi? The answer is the Torah addresses itself to each member of the rabbi, so mele, each one individually. So that's why the Torah uses for rabbi. Taten, my time is done with Tanakamus in Taten Yochid Mash, the rabbi Loy Mash, because Rahman Lochem, Lohobi, and Tola Rabbi, the rabbi Judah and Taten Mash, Rabbein Rabbi, Ben Yochid, the Lochem, Ben Yochid, Ben Rabbi Mash. He calls the chamber the shell of the nuts so that protects the nut itself so it's called chamber. So Rashi says, "Rabbi Mitzir Rabbi, to gain the emtza aderech." But this is chelik on Rashi. The emtza aderech means a mishu Rabbi. That's something else. So it's true that the emtza aderech mishu Rabbi is also chayim ba'olam. But mitzir Rabbi doesn't mean the emtza aderech and the mishu Rabbi who planted the tree. But he planted the tree in his courtyard. But she was dedicated for the rabbi. The rabbi is planting
this problem.
For public. All right. Untaten liochit nashmadi, der rabbi minteya. Uchochad vichad koma untaten. All right. Now, you see, this sugya of Rabavuye runs through many yoni. It's mamish co-extensive with all of Shas. So the modern Moses says, Vali Trumo Drachmon Oma, Bichol Zal Yecho Kedesh. So Mele, according to Rabavuye, it should be also Bamoye. Utnam, Miyarvin, Linozia, Biyayin, Yisroel, Bitrumo. In other words, and you will be coming. You know, you are only allowed to walk on Shabbos and Yom Kippur al pi amos. Suppose you want to walk more than 2,000 amos, so you have to set up a nirubitrum. What does a nirubitrum mean? So a nirubitrum can be set up in two ways. One way is, now let's say, here is the city, and here is the end of the city. So if you don't say Lachem here, so you are allowed to work at Shabbos
2,000
tamo from the end of the city. From here to the end. Suppose you want to walk 4,000 tamo. You have something there. 4,000 tamo. So then, there are two ways of setting up here. One way is of setting up a mirror in person. In other words, this is 2,000 tamo from the end of the city. This is 2,000 tamo. And you want to walk for 4,000 tamo. So then you go there before she, and you stay there, and you arrive there at the point 2,000 tamo from the city, let's say just before Shkia, and you stay there for 90 minutes till it says a Chodi. Then you walk back home. So now you have the fact that you are there the whole Dinash Moshes. So that means you establish Damsar at the beginning of Shabbos at that point, even though it's in the middle of a field. No one lives there, but by being there in person, so you establish domicile, you establish residence. So in other words, you know, in the dealing of Chuset, if somebody, let's say, wants to give a divorce in Nevada, today it's not so relevant, because today, fortunately or unfortunately, I'm the way to deal with a person. So in every state in the United States, so you can give a divorce for no reason at all, just on the basis of the caprice. But years ago, so in most of the states, it was impossible to give a divorce, except if there was a major reason, like adultery, you know, or physical cruelty. But today, you know, there is such a thing as mental cruelty, and mental cruelty can be anything in the world. Even if you are the kindest husband, so the wife can say,
you're mentally cruel.
Mentally cruel. Why mentally cruel? Because he bought for her only one color television, not two colors. He's mentally cruel, you see. So you don't have to go to the bar. But years ago, when I was a young boy, so if somebody wants to get a divorce, he had to go to Nevada. He couldn't get a divorce in Europe. So he had to establish domicile. So he had to live there in Nevada, you know, the husband and the wife, if he wanted to be divorced. They had to go to Nevada to live
both of them?
And stay there for 90 days to establish domicile. So, I mean, this is something similar in the Dinah Malchus. But in order to establish domicile at the beginning of Shabbos, all you have to do is to be there in person. from Shia to Tzedakah. So that means that at the beginning of Shabbat, you live there, you establish domicile residence at that point, so you are entitled to walk the whole Ruach, 2,000 amos. So Mele and Shabbat, he can walk home. So, in other words, from this point till the town, it's only 2,000 amos, so he's entitled. That's his home, not here, but that's his home. So he's walking back home, and then tomorrow afternoon, so he'll walk till here. So he's allowed, he's got the sign, he's here. So he can walk the whole city, 2,000 tamos, and then he can walk in that direction, 2,000 tamos in that direction, in the middle direction. And when he walks here, so that will be in the minor direction. That's one way of establishing domicile. There's another way of establishing domicile. Suppose, because he wants to be there, you know, the whole Binash Moshe is in the middle of the field. He doesn't like it.
Yeah, but sometimes he doesn't have to wait 90 days.
He's the biggest mistake. 90 days, that's
90 hours, I mean, 90 minutes.
90 minutes. So he doesn't want to be there 90 minutes, you see. He doesn't enjoy being there in person. He likes to stay in a comfortable home that 90 minutes, rather than in the middle of the field. Suppose it starts raining. So there is another way of establishing domicile at that point. He goes there Friday morning, and let's say, and he puts a challah. Let's say, at that point, if there is a booth, so he puts it in the booth. If there is no booth, so he puts it in the middle of the field anyway, and he takes steps to assure that he shouldn't be eaten up by a caliph or by somebody. Anyway, so he covers it with boards or something. So, and then he goes on. So then when Shabbos begins, so the challah is at that point. So since his Michael, his Eichel, is at that point, so that means that he established domicile, residence at that point, because he has his challah there. It's important, the Eichel, you know, his food is there. So he establishes domicile. As long as the challah is there, the whole Binash Moshes. The whole Binash Moshes. So the Mishnah says, in the Arabian, the Arabian, the Mosia, the Yayim, the soil, the Trumah, that if somebody wants to put up an Eret by putting food, let's say 2,000 tamos from the town, to establish Dira there, to establish domicile there, so he can leave a bottle of wine, let's say a challah doesn't want to leave. A challah might be eaten up by grubbing, by animals, but the bottle of wine that is closed, so the animals will have no access to it. So he prefers to leave a closed bottle of wine, 2,000 tamos from the city, from the town. Even though the one who is setting up the eret happens to be in Ozia, and he is not allowed to drink wine, he's in Ozia, he still can do it. We are being also behind. Will be sold it from us. Suppose he has parents of a challah that is true, and he's in Israel, so he's not allowed to eat it. He's not allowed to eat it, so he still can use it for an air. But anyway, if Trumo is Osab Amoye, how can he have Amoye? After all, as a result of that challah of Trumo, that he lives there in the field, 2,000 amos away from the town. So he derives a benefit. He'll be allowed to walk 4,000 amos from the town on Shabbos. So he has Amoye. So it's a Raya that Trumo is Mutab Amoye. But the Torah says, he holds all the okay. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi is very important. Yavin li nozir. Yehudim tchum liyayin ahop ishe sudo shenehu yolehi. Ho yehudim shalom zehusei שהיה לעיני ערבי, יחל לישראל בתרומו, ויבואי משרלי, ותרומס לא יעשה מתרומו, והדר לטיברי, ועוד אמר כי שלום מנהו בו. שאלו זרה שאקספלן את התור, there is a locher, that in order to use an eichel, as an eirek, why is an eichel, why can an eichel be used as an eirek? Because the other is nikra after an eirek. So mele, if he leaves a chale, or a bottle of wine, at a certain point, let's say here in the field, so he is nikra after the eichel, and the mele means that he established residence, domicile, at that point. And that's all I'm wondering if he can eat it, if he can drink it. But if it's also bachile, how can the eichel establish residence for him? He's not allowed even to eat it. Rashi says, there is a way for him to eat it. There is a way for him to eat it. How? By being shared on Nizirus. So a chochom is a keya, the nether of Nizirus to Mafreya. So then it will be retroactively determined that he is allowed to drink the wine. So even though he wasn't shared, but as long as it's possible to be shared, and then it will be possible for him to drink the wine. Some nearly tolachim. So it can establish damsah. Dear point. And this one second. And the same thing is true of Truma. Because the Kriyashem of Truma is also a minion of Afloya. If somebody, let's say it was Kriyashem on a certain Truma, that should be on the clock, Kitachas, Kitachas, and then he regrets it. He wants to use another Chito as Trumo on the clock, so he can go to Hochem or to do a Davis and tell them he has Tarote, or he has a Pesach, and then the best will be Matir of the Kriyashem, and it so the it will be bottom affair, that's the halacha, that you can be shale on the Kriyashem of Truno and Maestas, because the Kriyashem of Truno and Maestas is essentially a minion of Afloy, and you can be shale with Hochem on any minion of Afloy, not afkin, edea, where you're in Kaper upon yourself, even on the Kriyashem, so you can be shale, you can be shale with Hochem. This is how Rashi. Now let's look into the thesis. The album in Moshe B'yari, the very common album for a time, and should have heard of the Chosulahai, Chosulahai. The Chosulahai, Chosulahai. I don't know, in other words,
you know,
that even though the king is not allowed to eat the Israel, is not allowed to eat the Tomo, but as long as he can offer it to a king, so he can establish dira for him, because he can invite Kihani. Kihani bears, let's take a walk and let's eat the truma, or the nausea. So he can invite his friends and then we'll give him to drink. So maybe he can establish damusa. And then the Gemara says, and Rashi himself in the Mishnah explains it that way. Nira. So how is it Rashi explained it different something else? And then Taisa says another thing. In the Ardenel of a mitzvah, or mitzvah slab lehenes mitra. He said, there is one Andoma who says that you can only set up a rubik tomi if it's for the purpose of the mitzvah. What is the purpose of mitzvah? Let's say his Rebbe, or his father, his mother, is coming close to the town on Shabbos, or on Yom Kippur, and he wants to meet them. It's a mitzvah, Chibud Avein, Chibud Rabbe. So, but he can't walk, so he's setting up an area of the tomim. He should be able to meet them. But Lidvar Shutz, he's not allowed to set up an area. So according to that mandoma, there is no kashi. because there is Aloha Mitzvah Slav Lemesli. And the whole Anuya consists in being able to walk. So what kind of enjoyment will you derive from walking? He will not enjoy the walk. He doesn't do it for his own personal benefit. In order to become the mitzvah of the Rabbeim or the mitzvah of the Rabbe, some mitzvahs are earnestly, some merely there is no kash. But kash of the Gemara is according to the other thing, that you can set up a mitzvah tumim even for the purpose of the Dvar Shush. Anyway, but that's a kash against Rashi. So how is it that Rashi explains it on the basis? Because Boyin Shalit, so apparently, that's not really a meaning of Tzochim, but that's a meaning of Erev. And apparently, a Rashi Shiti is that we have to resort to both of them. First of all, there is Aloha in order that the Meir should establish Erev, so it has to be Roli Achille for something. Right now, without anything, it has to be Rol Achille for some people right now. And if it's not Rol Achille for any person right now, some melee, it cannot establish Tirefa. Even though it's possible for him to resort to a certain device whereby he'll be able to do it. But he didn't resort to the device, he didn't go there for him to be shared. So it has to be Rol Achille to somebody. Some male that the Gemara says, it is Rol Achille to Kihana, to Nonizire, and so it's Rol Achille. But then there is another prerequisite, that there must be a way so that he too will manage to be treated. So but if there is no way to enable him to keep doing that, even though it's all achille for other people right now, so he cannot establish there. So that's why Rashi mentions the fact that he can be sure the Hochem or Gimle is, and whereby he too will be able to enjoy that power. Oh, that one. אמר הפוקה שענו עושו לא מכות חומסכם שלוחם תהי וידוח. But the question is חסקי says there is no הלוחה of כל מוקם שנם על איך 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 על איך. Only when the Torah uses passive look for, like Leoche, but here by Truma the Torah doesn't use passive. The Torah uses active form. So the Torah says, Chodzor lo yechal kedesh. So according to Cheskiye, even without it, there was a kosuf of Tumaschem. So you should be mutabamorei. Why did the Torah have to say Tumaschem? Vidor, Tumaschem de chol Yisrael kom. Now the Rashi. Tumaschem, v'yachshav lochem, Tumaschem, in which we bring see, which from the very inside by the cork, the chief, the government idea, and then from the day law, the Edo Cheski don't always say, Holy Mash, Manoe, Hai Tomas, and Lavin is coming to say, and Tomas from the Holy Soil come up, the Yuchan call is the Holy Hochin, the soil of Dapke, the Bill Bingsi. Right. Now we know that's an act. By so the question is,
what was the kasha of Cheskiel?
No, but Cheskiel says that only when the Torah uses the passive mode, like lo yochet, then it implies in Israel. But when the Torah uses the active form, like lo yecha, and lo yecha kedesh, so then it doesn't imply in Israel. Some male even without Binachshav Lochem Tumaschem, I would know that it's Mitabanoe. Why does the Torah have to say Binet Trumachem, Trumaschem.
Yeah.
Even without Trumas.
All right.
That's the more of the Kashi Darin. No, the Rachman of the Chalchan, that's that. Luyei Chal, Uznam Yal, Bin Minozir. All
right.
Biyayin. But here's a noe. From the Yayin. Oma Masutre, Shana Osom, Domachor, Muzrei, Shaloi, hey, there is a special to Sakosu. Rabashama Kodishi, Dalkar Sarechi, Viduri Kodish, the Baraka Kodish, Midirin, the Baraka Tsino, Machbatik in Masutre. There is a special to Sakosu because Nizrei, Shaloi, hey, Rashi, Viduri, Sia Shalos Manoe, Viton Srefek, the Sinus Noesh, Ashatahazeva Rashkoni, Midirin, the Baraka Tsin. To me, do it, you are doing the racha in my new Kosovo. Now, you know, it is another cash, eh? By Hodos Rachman, all my left, and you call the Halm, who is Eru, Abet Maimaze, second to the Babu Saloche, I Hodos in Yosabanoe, Utam, Kinzel, Shaha, Sumach, and Demo. Now, by Hodos, they are doing so. One we sell in the Nisalam, not to eat from the new crop until the inner is covered. Until the inner is covered with man abides, or with man abides, until after tis Zion beneath. So you're not allowed to eat from the crop. That's love. And then there is another Yisr essay that we are not allowed to be kaitseya. The new harvest, the new crop, to harvest the new crop until you already, the best and already harvested for them. But until the best, the shluch and best, were kaitseya, a small portion of food for the emir, so no one is allowed to harvest any grain. So, any grain. It's an interest. Utnan kaitseya mishachas umachil veimo. So the aloha is that shachas means grass that has not grown fully. I mean tfue that has not grown fully. That is, so it's not even low for my chlodom as yet, because it hasn't even reached the stage of Havoah Shlish. So the aloha is that one is allowed even before the Ktsira Seimer to harvest the Tvue that is still in the form of Shachas, that is completely unripe, and then he can even harvest a Tvue that has grown fully, as long as he doesn't harvest it with an instrument, but with his hands. And in order to give it to the Hema, so that kind of tzira is muter even before the Shluchei Beis Din were kaitseya for the Hema. But the question is, how can he, is the new crop before the Hema was covered, how can he be machal the Hema? He has a noe. He gives it as food for the Hema. So we see that Chodosh is not a banoe, but according to Rabbi Avuhe, since the Torah says, Torah says, Lechem Mikol Yichal Mo Lezeh La Yitzin Hazeh, so it should involve in Yitzin Hanoi too. Amar Rav Shmaye, Shan Rosam Ma Ko, Ktzirchem, Ktzirchem Shalochem Yehei. Vidoch, what's about Chazkiye? So, Loisechu doesn't imply in Israel. So why does the Torah have to say Tzirchen to tell us that it's mitzvah banoye even without Tzirchen? Is it mitzvah banoye? So idoch Tzirchen bechol Yisrael mash. All right. Now then, now it's Yerash. Chodosh l'tnei imer kitzol ishachas al yoksi v'imer ish Tzirchen rakim machnos l'iksel l'tnei imer. Und Mutter liegt so in Schachas, geschehen sie nur auf Kotzeru. Und machen wir ihm nur auf die Murm, auf die Kito, wie kommen wir hin, von der Schmutter war neue, wie der Cheski, und nach der Neue Moisecho, ließ er Zirchen und nicht schrei. Oma loch Zirchen, doch ist Heu koma, wie Uche, wie Kohl, wie ist ein Ujoche. Weil ich schrotz im Drachen, und Oma, schäke zu Ujoche. Hier, die Tome uses the passive mode. Und dann, צערכי ראיתם בידוגים שניתם להם מפני מותור מימי חום מנוחים. נאו, דהלוכי יש, that something that is also bachina, you're not allowed to do business. An irregular scale, do business. Let's say somebody who lives in a town that is exclusively Gentile, no Jewish, so, and he wants to open up a business of Dvornasur. Dvornasur, the Dosotome, and let's say, like Hazer, and Vele, Treife, and all kinds of Dvornasur. Now he's not going to use a year of Avera because in that town there are no Jews. Only Goyimul, he's not allowed to do it.
No.
Not allowed to do it. It's a special season of high season, it's not. Not to do business in a regular way with Dvor Masor. Not to do business. But, one second. But, if it's his family, suppose he just, somebody gave him a matone. Somebody's, let's say, he has a gentle friend. So the gentle friend, in order to show his friendship, sent him in 100 pounds of bacon. So then he's allowed to sell. He's allowed to sell because he's not doing business in a permanent way. In a regular way, he just is done. What can you do then?
He's done.
He's done away. It just happened.
Okay.
That's all. So then it's muta. So the Gemara says, So according to Rav Avuhe and to Cheskiel, because here the Torah uses the passive mode, lo yochel, so it should be also banoye, utanza di yachayo veik, if you don't mean she's done on him in Gnei. So there is no isa of schere, only one in a regular way, but is mutog li meichom in ochel, but the question is, but it should be also banoye, so even is done away. Der koje baume ich dir sag. Shano osom de ma kolochem shlochem ye. Il yoch atu khat khile. Ame so im mit tsvat nis dame. You should be able to open up a whole business of Jonah Shalom. So the Gemara says, Shani Oma, Yoma, Shani Oma, Yoma, Ko, Yiu Bav Yosan Yiu. So it's a Nisan Raisi, to do business in a regular, on a regular scale, with Dvorim Asur. Now, the Gemara says, Ulecheski Elom Ulinichtav Lo Yochel, Umayse Lochem Nishrei, Lo Lichti Rachmon Lo Yochel, Lo Liboye Lochem. So Bishrei Mekon Zer Babuye, that even when the Torah doesn't use the passive form, the active form, so it's still ordinarily it implies in Israel some mele the Torah had to use a Russian either active or passive. Some mele the Torah had to say lochem to imply to advisors the status of Amoy. But according to Cheskiel, only when a passive form is used it implies in Israel. But when an active form is used it doesn't imply a misanoe, so why do the Torah have to use it as a form? Sheket tzulu yochel, let the Torah say sheket tzulu yecha. Mimele, it will not be also banoe. So the Torah wouldn't have to say lochem. Lochesti lomu nirtav lo yochel, umayis lochem umashrei, lo yitrachmo lo yochel, lo yitrachmo lochem. Oma, lochesti ye, taine di din amin yochel. In other words, how do I know that whenever the Torah uses the passive mode, so it implies an Isa Hanoye? Because in respect to Shotzi, the Torah uses the passive form, and then the Torah says, Lochem, to advises that it's also Hanoye, so that means that if the Torah didn't say Lochem, then the advisors of Yitzhuta Banoye Shrotzim, so that means if the Torah did not mention Lochem, it would be also Banoye. So from that I learned out that whenever the passive mode is used, So it's a mission reise to do business. We don't assume on a regular scale. We have to be alone with the way you are, and I still have a mission. We should not have a way. We must not have a shin of our honor, possible to say how the vaccine that I'm away. We saw the sake of our killer, we still have a tail and away. We have to be safe, safe, sure, and I'm not away. We have to call you something more, because that way you are, and I'm not away. We still have a mission of our way, with the way you say how we should be safe. Time to be done, we are a mission of our way, and we're not away. Die Wahrheit von der Sie die Jochen, die Sie kostet noch ein Mischke, wir haben ihr Dank, die Jochen ist ein Neuer. Die Koran ist ein Neuer, die Sie mit der Bulli sich auch, hat er schon ein Cheskele mit der Achrine, die dann wir noch nie, Thomaschen, Zirchen, die Holi ist euer Ort. Ah, und dann next week, one second, please. So, for next week, up to the Gemara, אמר רבוי אמר ביכן, כל ניסורים שבדירו יליכם עליהם דרך שלושה. תק, חולטה ללמדי. Yes.
Why is it also to go... leben nach einem den Herrn. ישראל וישיאנו נוזיא, ביבן אחל בנייח, תאמר פני בסיבים נשא. תאים, כאילו דבידה מן החי של נוחי מהירה, תדקום אבטר כאן מסכס הדבידון. That when the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be meishi ביבן אחל בנייח, it doesn't mean only if the ביבן אחל belongs to the Jew, then he is handing it over to him. But even if the Machai belongs to the Goy, and the Goy tells him, fetch me the Machai, he's not allowed because the Neach is Oser. He's Nistada Le Machai, so he's Eda with me either. Kid the Machai shall know him, I like it on for the Kamsa Fatizore, Miltonoli Eishi, Miltonoli Gitei, in Kinecha Dai, the Shorabanoi. See the Mona Bizarre says that it is reference to a case where the Machai belongs to the Nochi. So mainly it doesn't involve an Isranoi. When is the Anoi? If you give it, you own. But if you hand over the Nochi, Sid Machai to the Nochi, what kind of Anoi is it? In love with him. The Yeshleima, given the Gishar or Yosolation. He also is Take Bisuran Oye, Apogab de Diebe, Tschor and Mutter, Kidimashma, Peter Tassel, Sakas of Israel, Mikomo Kane, Osa de Hatrile, Ufihin Nano Osa, Dimash and Marthe, Koyakum Table, Hoshek Timistak. With Rabbonon, there is a loche that one is not allowed to be stuck here with the Shuramah. Even when he's not considered Mamish Nehne from the Shuramah. Let's say, suppose someone works as a salesman in a store that sells Yainasa. Today, the Shail is not relevant because the Nochim today are not in Nasir. Some male, even the stamming of his own Yosef is seeing, but it's not Yosef Anoy. But let's say, suppose there is a store that sells Mamish Yaynes, Mamish Yaynes, that is Yosef Anoy, and the Jew is offered the job as a salesman in that store. So he's not allowed to accept the job. It's not in Zeraise because he is not Nene from the Suranoye. He is Nene because he gets paid for the work. But with the Rabbonon, it's also. With the Rabbonon, it's also to be mistaken with Suranoye. Just to, let's say, somebody is a salesman in A&P the whole year. And Pesach, Halameyed, he's not allowed to work there as a salesman of Hobbits to sell. Because he's in stock here, but he's there, I mean, the chariot sometimes comes up. So Mele, Kidin the Bisharo Yosalashi, even though it's the Beneach's even Rachai, assuming that Ibn Achai is also Manoi. So Bishar it would be Osea. You also stuck here Bishuranoi. When you work as a salesman in a store that sells Bishuranoi, so it also belongs to the Goy. But you're allowed to make profits in connection with Bishuranoi. So maybe even the Chinam is Osea. Because the Chinam is also Mistakia, because the other fellow feels grateful to him, indebted to him,
some mila that's like getting the fee from it. ובכל נאמר עושה, במה שמאז קויאק מתאילו חושב כמסתק, בהוד אומה בספר ומציאס, גם אם הויסו תאונו יאי נסך. There is a mitzvah of prikentine, of prikentine. One mitzvah is mentioned in the pasuk of Hakim talking about it. And that's the mitzvah of tine. Tine means if a behemas chaveire is loaded with luggage, so then I'm mechuyev to unload the behemas. And he's loaded, that's the mitzvah of preaching. That's the mitzvah of preaching. In other words, to unload. That is implicit in the pasuk of hawking, talking. Of ozif tazit, I'm sorry. Ozif tazit, to be paired, to unload. The mitzvah of tine, to load the behemoth with the masse, is implicit in the pasuk of hawking talking. Now, the Gemara says that if a certain person has a conflict between attending to one person, to one behemoth that has to be unloaded, and another behemoth that has to be loaded, so prike takes precedence. Why? Because prike involves avalachai. If the chameya is all loaded, you know, with luggage, so your sal is paid. So by unloading it, you give relief to the baby. It's Abalachai, it's the rice. Mashiach came to Ine, to load, there is no Abalachai. So the Gemara says, Behold, Oma, be safe in Mitzies, Gabim hoi sotuno yayineser. Suppose the Chameh, the behemoth, is loaded with many bottles or barrels of Yayineser, so he is not mechuyev to unload. He am betzar balachayim leraise, amai zokotlo. So why is it zokotlo? But let him do it, even if it is loaded with Yayineser. It's not the fault of the behemoth that the owner, I mean, put Yayineser. It's his fault, but she is innocent in the behemoth. So maybe if Zabar Chaim is the Raise, he should be mechuyev to unload it in order the behemoth of the Yayineser, in order to give the behemoth some comfort, some relief. This is not a question. I forgot the Hoshi, he is stuck here, Beisa. But if there is a Nisa to be Mistakya Visuranoye, so Mele Bechinom is also Osa to do something in connection with Visuranoye. Why? Because the owner will be Makateve. So what in Moritz Kashi should do it because of Tzavala Chaim? But you cannot, because of Tzavala Chaim, do Isurim, even in Israel. So what's the Moritz Kashi? What's the Moritz Kashi? Suppose a behemoth is in pain. So are you allowed to do a Shvuz de Rabbon and Shabbos in order to relieve the behemoth from pain? It's not the law. Shvuzar at Gufe of a person, Sir Chacham will matter Shvuz. But tzar the gufe of a behemoth act, some male was in Balaskashi, I'm a tzavach and the rice, so even if the behemoth is loaded, with Yayineser, he should be mechuyev to unload it in order to give relief to the behemoth. But there is a niser to a nistakya of Yisur HaNoye, and even the chinom is considered nistakya. What's the Balaskashi? I thought that the choshek nistakya of Yisur HaNoye.
The Hoshik Mistake Besuranoi, the Osratu Bechinon.
מכל מוקים קינדים, משחבים שיעסק לי טיבו, שמצא אבל החיים, חושב כמו לא יאפשר ולא ימחווה, ישור, that's a sugye further in the Gemara, that's a faith. Feeling big. Now turn to the Gemara. That from Chayim Beis, Itma, Hanoya Aboli Liodom Bal Kochi. That's in the middle of Lamed. Hanoya Aboli Bal Kochi. That is reference to Nenem Avodizara. Suppose someone is walking in the street, and then the pagans are marked their Kteras Avodizara, and when they are marked their Kteras, when they make incense, so it produces a very pleasant fragrance. So then he is walking in the street. Now he has to go, and intends to go through a certain block, a certain street. And in this street, the Ida Vizore, the pagans, are making incense, are burning incense. Now, if he passes through that street, he will enjoy the fragrance of that result. So, the question is he allowed to walk through that street? Or he's not allowed? After all, there's a lovely rice and not to be many for our result. We saw it in the Secho, we saw it in the Nahele, and Kulab. That reference to many of the result. So, but he is not mischavi. He wants to go to that street because he has to go to visit someone. He has to go to the factory to work. He is not going to that street in order to inhale the fragrance. He has his own business to why he wants to go to that street. But Rabuche, he will inhale the pleasant fragrance of the incense of Avodah. Is he allowed to do it or not? It's a noy aboy lodom balko. Abay omar muteres. He's allowed. Birob omar asuro. Efshar vikom mechavei. Loi efshar vikom mechavei. Loi plige. Yosk. Suppose he can go to the factory, to his place of work, to another street. He doesn't have to go to this street. He can go to this street. To make it detour, but he decides to go to this place where there is fragrance. So, if in other words, why does he decide to go through this street? Because he wants, he's interested in inhaling the fragrance. Or suppose Loyek Shefya, there is no other detour. I mean, he can, in order to go to the factory, to his place of work, he has to go through the street. But as he goes, he's mischaven to inhale the fragrance. So even though it's loyefsher, he has no other way of getting to his place of work, but if he's mischaven. So the Gemara says, he's certainly awesome. Loyef shall become a chavim kolal to get us. Loyef shall be loy mechavim kolal to get us. Suppose it's loyef shall. Loyef shall doesn't mean pukach nefesh. Loyef shall means he has to do it. He has to go to work. It doesn't mean pukach nefesh. He has to. He has a practical motive in going to work. And he's not mischaven to inhale the fragrance. And this loyefshah, because there is no other street for which he can go to work. And loyefshah, he's not mischaven to inhale the fragrance. Kulalmu lepligeti shot. So then he's considered mischaven in mischaven. And he certainly kipligeti efshah the loyefshah. Is in the case where he can go to another street, but he goes for this street, but he's not mischaving to him. He just enjoys it. So there's some That's the first lashon. Now the Gemara is refutes this first lashon, because the Gemara mentions a raya that according to Rav Shimon, Dovashim Yishchav is muter even in the case of Efsha. But for them there is another lashon. So the halacha is like the second lashon. Ikedamre Efsha v'nechavein. Heine took tighter with Rav Shimon. So according to Rav Shimon, who says the machine is having his mutter, so even though it's Efsha to go to another street, it's still mutter. Lo Efsha will come a chavein. Kulal mele pligeti shore. Everybody admits that it's mutter. Ki plige. Kulal mele. So, Klaume means Abaye de Rode, Abo Neide, that it's Mutter in the Korinther Abude. Kitli get Loyev shall become a Chav. Valibet Rapshim in the Bosa Chavone, Klaume pleaded the Osa. Kitli get a little bit of Vida Malaysian is Hamway Shim is Chavin. Efsha Osa, Abaye Kirabude, the Rode, Amalahat, Kamakamadu, Shim is Hamway Shim. Anyway, but he passed like the second lashon, and the second lashon the Gemara says, "Lo yefshav lo yikom echavin kol alma lepliga dishor." So this is what he says: "Kol alma abay derover lepliga dishor abafil rejude." So that means where it's lo yefshav lo yikom echavin, he has no other street to which to go to his factory, and he's not having to enjoy the fragrance. Then it's mutter even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dovashim Yishchavim is Osa, that's only in the case of Efsha. But he has no other alternative. Rabbi Yehuda is made that even Yishchavim is Osa. So this is what Yehuda says. Oh, yeah. Koma ki kindin mischabin shi yazik loy teivo u mishim tzar balachai choshif kmo lo yefsha ki loy mechabin nishor lo yefsha doesn't mean he's mamish and nonus, he has no other way. Listen, he has to go to work, so suppose he misses one day of work, so it's not a question for his either, but it's hard for him to miss a day of work. So here too, since Sabal Chaim is the right say, is to let a behemoth suffer and have pain, that's like Loyefsha, and he's not mischavein to be mistaken, because he doesn't want any fee But the boy, the not the boy, I mean the Jew, I mean the owner of the behemoth and of the Ayneser will feel indebted to him. So it's a rabuche, it's against his consent that he will be mistaken. So mele loyef shavloi kamechabe isha. In ame, in zokotlo mashmalei, afilu shaloi bifne nochri, the marzikli tebo, and bechinom. So then he's not mistaken. When can we say bechinom is also mistaken? Because the owner, he is grateful to him. If the owner knows, but suppose the owner doesn't even know about it, he will not be grateful to him. So mele is not considered mistaken. Now, the Mora says, Tashranis Kodirach Monoma, will you all hear his psore? Tiny Mashmoshna Sokos of Russia, in the Asian day, and with us about Hille. ומה תלמוד לי מלא יהיה אוכל ומה לא הכוסות שמצוך לך שם לדין עושה אין לי אלא באחיר לבנו עם עיניים תלמוד בלה שם אוקי מה עם אשמע שמזים נעמי כאן ג'ים לך ביוס פרים לא תמחוס ומה מלא יש על פרום תאים לי כוסות בלה שם אוקי דיל מלא יהיה אוכל ניסה אחיר למה אשמע שם נעמי מה אשמע זו ציקה שאגנס אגנס רבבוי אין אגנס חסקיה בקוס יהיה לתור יוזי בלושן לא יהיה אוכל So, even without Balashenoki, we should know the Sosabanoi. So, later, we know it. Leilom lo yochil Yisrachi levi Yisranoi emash. U Balashenoki, so why do we need the posse in Balashenoki to tell us that even there, the skin is osa. Anno esero it osa. Vizt, salg vay de chamine lo yochil es psorexi, psore ei neire lei, komash melon, So, Kamash Mulon Balashenok. So this is the verse in the Kash. Why did the Torah shouldn't mention a rain, shouldn't mention Psore? So Mila couldn't say, Damke Psore, but there enough. The Torah didn't mention Psore. So Mila, it's not necessary. It's not necessary to say Balashenok. Yeshleima, this Psore, the Torah couldn't. Omit psori, because we learn out another aloche from psori. This psori is more Murkame. Afogav the Abdi Kigein Bosom. Abdi Kigein Bosom means that the Sheranisku is mit Magdimu Yise, so he was Sheikhet. In other words, he made it like Bosom, that is whole Lachir. He was Sheikhet. So I would say, when is it also, if he was sheikhet, he made it all achille, then it's not also banoe. So kamashmo, even if he was sheikhet, properly to him, it's still also banoe. Havagagag was, umandelesli hodroshe, but there is one mandoma who doesn't darshan from psore, Havagagagag in Boso, even if he was sheikhet, so it's still also banoe. So, also it was Achim, but also Pershing or Gold, eh? Also it's Achim. Alright, now the more next question. Very old. Very old. Rachmun Omari, Yochel, Vitanye. I would like to have the Hamish. Thank you.
So again, here the Torah uses the passive mode. So even according to Chesky, it implies in his Rana. Three times the term are always used. But without a altemolose, areli, it should be also, because if Yochel, so being according to Rabbi, being according to Chesky, it should be included in Israel. Leilom Yochel Mashab Nisachel Nisranoye, Shanos of the Chesid Lochem. So, since the Torah uses the Russian Sholei Shonim Yelochem areli, what does Lochem mean? Usually, for you benefit, for your accommodation. So Manila would say, if not for the posik of Arautem or Losi Arelim, so then I would say that even though generally when it says Lo Yochel, so it implies in Israel, but here since it says Lochem, Sholi Shonim Yel Lochem, that it's Mutabanoe. So the posik of Arautem, Losei Arelim tells us that in spite of the fact that it says Lochem, it still has a banner. Then the Gemara asks, "Vi is the starter of Hanin? Because Lochem is Lochem. Yeko Mashal. The last you see Hanach Boy. But now that we have the three Arelim, which tells us that it's also a banner, it's a bit clear, it's also a Nagurasaneya. So no benefit can be derived from it." So why does the Torah say Lochem? Has it gone Lochem? Britannia Lochem, Rabbi Sanatur Rabbi. Alright. Minay Sholo Yitzba. So in other words, here we have three superfluous extra terms. Arautem or Losi Arev, not one superfluous term, but three superfluous terms. So why do we need three superfluous terms? To tell us that it's a sabanoye, it's also a pitulike, like pinyin, and it's also a mitzvie, in dai. You think a kin in apple and does a manoye, a mai is the lesser tzvie babwa. And what in the kue, when we have it posit, it's also a manoye, it's also every anoye. I mean, we're going to spell out this anoye not, that anoye not, what difference does it make? What anoye consists of, whether it consists of selling it or giving it matone, or dying it or using it as a dying agent, or kindling it. I mean, what definitely? Hanoi is Hanoi. Why do you need three superfluous terms to use? Hanoi is also, Lake is also, Tsini is also. One posik is enough. Painery, the salka daitor, the tzvir, the hoshpanoe, the lehabe, the chazuse down, the yoma, the hagezi, the hulu seguf, the chin at loke salka daitor, the shaye, king, the habe, the abiur, the man domar, and shvachetz in the pass, the shore eitzim, but loke, but the question is, the man domar who says, in shvachetz in the pass, so then, it should be mutabad loke, so why do you say it's just about loke? When we say in Shvachetz Mipas and it's Mutabad Loke, when it becomes Geholit, so it's not Be'en. At a time when he has the Anoye, so it's already gone, it's not Be'en. It's something else. But by Shemen, so it's still Be'en, then of course it's Osa. It's like, So there the Gemara
wie sagt die Passit, der Trummet Meier ist Mutter Bild. Is Mutter Bidleike, Lassige Tachtafilach. And here, without the Passik, I would say it's Osser. And here, we need the Passik, Tasha. Wie ist immer die Sorge Leiter, den Leila, Meister Akal, das ist Meister Schemi. Das aber, Havore, der Sieg, wo ich beharrt, in die Wendung, die Leute, die Leute, die Leute, die Leute, die So, Trumo, Meyoli Kolschkin, that's why the Torah has to spell it out. Loch Shalochote, Lassiket Rashach. Lochem Lomoli, Moritz Rashi. Now that we, there is Varalte Mesorlose Areli, so we know that it is also Banoi, all kinds of Banoi. So why do the Torah say, Sholin Shoni, Yer Lochem Areli? Areli. לכן לא נוכל כאן, כי כשהרים ניקור, המי יצטר גימו הרד, ליך תפטרי הרד, לצביע ועד לוקי. ועל כל כוחו של לוחם, לנטוע לרבי, די להתר עד לוקי, עושה, לא יליך לפלוחם, ולא יחד מן אחרי לי, ונסע מויוכל, הנויה, But then you'll say, but maybe Tzvi is Muta because Chazus is Baalme. And Chad Arel in Tzvi, and Lad Loke in Chole Eser. In Chole Eser. Af in Tzvi, Lad Loke, in Chole Eser, Bein Lim Ad Mu Yochel Mash Mal Eser, Af in Tzvi, Lad Loke, Via, because if Mu Yochel, Chad Arel, Hava Aschim in Mu Yochel, Kol Anoi, Varel in Mishim Droshe, ועוד מצחים כל צידי הדלוקה והנה היינו משם לכסיד לוחם ולוחם משנו עד לכל הנועה ולא אחרי יד וכסיד פרי הרי ולוחם המשנים הדלוקה יהיה אפשר לכם לכם ולוח לשפנים על צדיה וחסו שבאלנו וקידום הדגי All right, now we learned that this is last time ותו אל רבי מאז המזב יין we learned נראה שלא יהי תים לחסקי נזרה למי עושה Wie ist vor allem der Simon? Am Nisre mit der Leach. Den mit der Leach am Nisre Sabo. Now then, die Gemara ist der Kashe. Weil ich hoffe, der Rachmuna am Alechem, die Kolle, die Karmel. Was ich war jetzt mal immer sehr. Hat jetzt mal immer sehr. Utnam kitzel ishacha sumachel behimo? So the question, because now besides the iser of eating chodosh before the akavas ha'imea, there is an iser to be kitzel the new crop before bezdin is kitzel for the ima. So Mishnah says, minoches, even though there is an iser to be kitzel the new crop, prior to the time that Besdin was Ketzer. For the Emer, but the Shachas, that means the Tfuye that is completely unripe, so that you are allowed to be Ketzer, even before Besdin was Ketzer for the Emer. And you are allowed to be Ketzer with your hand, not with an instrument, in order to give it to you, to the baby. But the question is this, all right, that's in regard to the special Israel of being Ketzer, the Mikvah. But if it's also Banoye, so then he shouldn't be allowed to be Machal Behema because he has Anoye from the Chodosh by his giving it to the Behema before they are causing the Moros Hashish. Amar Rav Shmaya Shanoz Amar Kod Ktzirchem Shalachem Kisel Shachas Machoveim, I forgot to the Kisel Shachas, and after the Himmel, as Rashi points out here, Kibuch of Noch and Turk of Shoyal, Mikombo, Kimach of Beimel, Imashmele, Ikoya Kisel Shachas. Jim Kim Polk, Mide, the Chodesh Rosh HaKosu, Haim Itfuye Gmure, Elo Machmele, the Himmel, Haim Afrochiti Gmure, Valde Kip of Kipir Shakunis. They become a safer of Shemeva Yitzel, Viechal, after Shevehi Shlish, so even if it's not Shachas, So it's already ripe, so it's also muta. Damn it.
צירכם שלהם יהיה. תימי רשבו, מנולון דוסל הוכר, או יסחר חדשים מנוח יותר כשמואל, צירכם לצמיצה וחסקינם לשנוח, ויש לי אני כוס את פריש סקופציה, אבל לא רק אם זה צירכו, וכוס את צירכם, שמם נותר. דן לגמור עשן הרגש. והרשחות סדרך מונעומה, שקצו לא יהיה אוכל, סמני לבין הקורן תרבה בויה, בין הקורן תו חסקיה, ישוביוס הבא נויה, סטיל, למשנה סז נשפיס, ציוד החי הבית, אל פידו משנה דם למין, מין ותום ימייכון, לנוחי, נרוצים בו דבור מסור, נרוס על ביזנס, נסחיר, בוטיפיץ, נזדמנו, אין צחודה, It's also to make a regular business on a permanent level. But the Hoya Baalman is damaim, so that's not good. But if it's also not noye, so even by Nizdamim it should be awesome. So, Shana Ochem Nemachol Lachem Shalachem Yehi, Yoche Afel Lachem Tchile Name, Shana Ochem Nemachol Yehu Babi Yosom Yehu, חסקי אלום ולמיכתף ליוחי ומייס אלוכם למישרי ולמיכת את רחמון אל אורוי לא נמצא אום אקרו so יוחי אף לכתכי נעמה if there is exercise כושב אוף לוחם שלוחם so you should be allowed to do be regular business also שאני אוכי דום אקרו יהיו באביוסם ובשקט יהיו לוחם so that means you should not do business with that. It should be shekit for you. It should be a disgusting matter for you. I mean, you should not become involved with that to do business with Romans. Omakroyi ubabiyosan yuhu intima inkei susim lechameirim hechazam yinon. Now, from this gemore it's mashma. That is mamish and isa the reise to do business in Vormasu. In Tema, even if he does it in town where there are no Jews, so he's not in Sayyid Divavere, only boy, but there is a special isa, the reise, to do business in Vormasu. In Tema, in Kate Susi the Hameri, Hechazam. So he should not be allowed to be in the business of selling horses, or hamir, that's the portion, that one is allowed to be in the business of selling horses, or donkeys. V'yeshrima, v'nire dach, v'nire dach, v'nire dach. So, the teacher said, that opening something that is used for achim, but horses, not used for him. Donkeys are not used for him. So mele, there is no reason to do business in the horses. We are shaman, sashvi, sikr, chest, tori, vachamei, vigomol. So how can you do business with chamei and kemu? Und shane, lin lachtum in der. They are not in the lachim. Not in the lachim. Even going don't eat. Normally eat camel's meat, you know, or donkey's meat. So something that is not in it for achille, there is no issa to do business. Deep him adam binomil ruge, also in soil, he gadel chazeirin, typically in the rice or sell. So, by the time, you know, of the conflict between the bullets and hookers, the morning of canvases. So, when there was a war between the bullets and hookers, so then Zokin Echot so did a terrible thing. The Zokin Echot was Hodes' father, Antipa. He's the Zokin Echot. So he did a terrible thing. He did a terrible thing. So, with the Chazar, in other words, they wanted the Jews who were on Yerushalayim wanted to have behemoths for Kabonis. So that he was a terrible person. Who this is Father Antipa.
So he told them that he will hand down, suspend behemoths for Kopones, but instead of dropping behemoths, he said, for Kopones, he dropped Chazel. So then the Klal Yisrael was Nenash. That's what the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, Gemara Bava Kamma Nochas. So at that time, the Chachonim made it a Konev. Now in Israel, there is a lot of commotion about Chazel, raising Chazel in Israel. So they are the so-called liberals, who consider everything as a matter of civil rights. Everything is civil rights. To do cold on a table is a matter of civil rights. And the only thing that is not a matter of civil rights is when the Arab Roshim passed me that the Phoenician Jews have to go through Geos Lechumre, Tfila Lechumre, for their own benefit. That such a civil right there is. So the former rabbis, all the so-called liberals, they recognize civil rights in respect to homosexuals, people have to take, but even if it endangers the lives of the community, civil rights. But the right, civil rights for the Rav Roshit, Paschal Shire, there is no such thing. So there is a lot of commotion now about Chazer. But that was a chiran, the Chachomim, in the ancient times, imposed a ban against raising Chazer. So the discussion is, since there is a Enisa deraisa to do business with Roma Surin, why do we have to resort to Itakonas Chachomim? The Yeshlema, the Napkin, Nei, Rimei, Kambor, Eilachanam, even without that, all it was a sunrise. But it's not all. So, the Chachomim imposed the Chayim. Iname, Hodi Osa Midaraise, Hainali, Staki, Abolinke, Linochi, Leach, Abolinke, Staki, Abishunon, and Duiron, Lord. Now, how is it that that's only the second Daraise? Didn't Tesla say before, Vishrina, the Mile, Stachile, Mairadavke, so Tesla, somebody said that the whole issue of doing business is only the Mile, Achille, but here the question is not about selling Chazel to be eaten, but to sell, to raise Chazel to be used. Not to be eaten. So the male is not also. So, and here it's mashma, but it's only Peter which it is. The answer is, it's not the same terms as Tesis said at first. Their cases didn't say that the whole Lisa of doing business with Roma Asurim, consists only when you sell it, when it's dead, and to be eaten as food. No, cases so far assume that the Isa to the business of Roma Asurim applies even when it's not sold for food. But only something that is used for food. Mashiach in Susim the Hamel is not used for food even by Goyim. Did you ever hear of Goyim? I think they are in certain countries, they do eat horses, but that's unusual. But usually, no one eats horses meat. Even Goyim don't eat horses meat. So maybe something that is never used as food. So there is no Israel to maintain business over there. Mashiach and Chazirim. So that's used for food by Goyim. That's a very important food, Chazirim. See, some Mele, since it is something that is used for food too, some Mele, it should be also to do business, even not in connection with it, even with the skin, So that's why this is even out of Teresa. We can go. That thing says, Iname, Hodosam the Raisi, Hainali Staka, the Ninja, the Noche, the Ache, Avon Staka, the Shunyon, the Eiron, Loi, Oishe, the Gadir, Shol, the Ninja, the Shea, or the Hadlik, after Hocha, the Hazir, Mosam, the Rabbah. But now this is saying,
to give him something that is useless. I say, Chazayot, so go eat Chaza. But if he does the business not for food, Beiron or whatever, so that is mutter with the rice. But Rabbi Chazayot gave a special rabbi. In Ame, when he's done away, he's not to be a Rushe, so then there's no Yisra. But still, Ligabe Chazirin, even by his done away, he's not a half of Yisra. In Ligabe. All right.